It's a scooter mechanic. Larry, would you read scooter mechanic?
I grew up in a small town in a rural part of the country. Having spent time around farm equipment, I became pretty good at fixing small engines. I am now retired and live in a large city and decided to open a scooter repair shop so I could generate a bit more income. A salesperson came to me and suggested I advertise my services in his monthly coupon mailer. I told him this mailer went out all over the city and businesses got a pretty good, well, he told me his mailer went out over the city and businesses got a pretty good response from it. I've now paid him for 3 months of mailers and have not seen or heard from one person responding to my coupons.
Okay, so he has a problem, doesn't he? I can tell you that advertising and promotion is important, and it's good, but it has to be the right approach, and the right quantity, and the right price, and the right reason to be doing your advertising and promotion. What are some of the mistakes he made here that you could have done differently?
Target his market.
Okay, target. So in his situation, what are some suggestions of how he could target his market?
He could go to DMV and get a list of scooter owners.
Scooter owners, okay.
And target those people.
Tell me this, Ed, you're involved with this. How do you target a section of Denver? You can't go try to hit the whole city.
Well, when we first started our business, we targeted our own backyard. In other words, our little neighborhood of 6th Avenue West and 6th Avenue Estates, which is about 1,200 residential homes in there, and the response was remarkable. We thought we would try and keep it just in that area, but each one of those homes had a relative in Arvada or Lakewood or Denver, and so we slowly grew and accommodated those individuals. But we did not target, frankly, outside of those subdivisions very much, but we would select areas that we felt we wanted to work in, such as Ken Carl, parts of Littleton, parts of Arvada. But we were very, very careful to only target areas that we wanted to, where we wanted business.
Okay.
And the turnaround on that investment has been pretty good.
When you said you targeted them, how did you? I mean, did you do some door-to-door stuff?
There are companies out there that will do demographic studies for you and pay a fee, and they'll tell you what the average income is there, the average education, the average cost of a home.
They own their home.
The type of industry. And we know now, after 15 years, the kind of home that we want to be in. And it's the high end. It may not be the Mercedes-Benz of the business. We have some Mercedes-Benz of the business. But we target people with disposable income who are willing to pay an extra 20 or 30 or 40% to us over Coit or Stanley Steamer because of the value-added features that we have. And it's all part of education and being there and making the sale. And much of our business, quite frankly, is on the referral.
Yes. So and that's what we call relationship selling.
And how did you contact people? Mailers, phone calls?
Like when you targeted 6th Avenue West in the Estates, those 1,200 homes, and you start up, what was your process to get access to those 1,200 homes?
Well, as I say, there are companies out there, for instance, realtors use them all the time. They're mailing lists. There are mailing lists available. They're pretty current. Give you the name of the individual and 80401, or if you bring it down to a 80401 being a zip code. 80401 goes beyond those neighborhoods, so you tell them you want the 1,200 homes in 6th Avenue West, and we're able to put on the computer and sell you this mailing list that you can put on your little card or your postcard and send it out.
We would also, on our way home, if one of us was driving one of the trucks, we would take a detour and drive through the neighborhood slowly so people could see this nice, clean truck with a very clear logo. Many times, because we did the research and found they have to see a company name about 5 times. Before they feel comfortable.
Okay. We were in business 30 days. We had a nice shiny truck, and an elderly woman called from our subdivision and said, I'll never forget this, I see your fleet of trucks everywhere in my neighborhood. You've got to be good.
And we had a truck with a magnet on it because we couldn't afford
one truck.
Final sign.
So there's value in your own backyard, and that's where you can start. And
okay,
everyone,
great, good message.
So when you did mailers, did you do postcards or envelopes?
Typically postcards. We have other means of marketing our business now that are very profitable. But typically a postcard. We're just sending one out now to resurrect our neighborhood again. We're sending out what's called a panoramic postcard. And it's very effective, has a wonderful picture on the front, and on the back side you have your verbiage as to who you are and what you have to offer.
And that we clean one out of four homes in your neighborhood.
We have cleaned one out of four homes in 6th Avenue West and 6th Avenue State, so we're talking 400 homes.
The key is Target, you're right, that's the whole section.
Great. I'll tell you another thing they do, because I was one of their customers before we moved to the mountains. They cleaned our house, we were happy, and unbeknownst to me, a week or two later, a letter came from them with a thank you note and a check for a referral, because we had sent somebody else to them after that. We said, these guys do good work, use them. Someone asked us, we said. And when they did that, they sent us a check. We didn't know they were going to send us a check. I don't even remember how much it was for. But I remember it had impact on us. And Charlie said, wow, Ed Bob, you sent us a check.
And we still do that. We change a little bit. We send a certificate rather than cash, worth 10% off your next cleaning. And we tell people, you send us 10 customers between this cleaning and next, I don't care if you've got 50,000 square feet of carpeting home, it's all free. So it has worked very, very well.
Yeah.
Just people introduce us first, that's
so
the key.
That's all creative marketing. It's creative, finding ways to be effective, whereas obviously the mistake of our mechanic here, he sent these flyers all over the place. He didn't target. What else did he do?
He doesn't even know whether there's a scooter in town.
Well, that's a good point.
That's right. He didn't do that survey that was suggested to go to DMV and find out how many scooters are there before he even buys the shop, before he even starts up. Because
how many scooter shops are there?
Sure.
Are there no scooter shops in town? The other thing I was thinking, if it was here in Denver, you would probably stay right with downtown area. That's where you target, because out in the suburbs,
you want to be where the customer is. Location, 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 location. Be where the customer is. What else? He made another real tactical error here.
Well, he should have, we learned the hard way, he should have contacted the other businesses that this salesman said, other businesses are doing really well with my coupons. He should have said, who are they? And he should have called them, because when we were smart enough to do that with even our friendly competitors,
sure,
they laughed and said, are you kidding? I never got a hit from that Yellow Page ad once. Yeah. So we knew we weren't going to spend any money, ever, and including even advertising with the local high school football program.
Great.
We did all of that initially a little bit and dabbled didn't get a single call from anyone.
And that's what's called management by walking around. That's walking around to your competitors, to other people. You see her are doing something and someone's proposing that you do it and validating that it's worthwhile or not. And another, anyone in business, I was approached by every possible marketer ever through the years. And when something like this would come up, I would approach it and you say this is a good process, we're going to get a great return, all that. Fine. We'll run the first one. And I'll pay you if we get a return. If I don't, it's your test. This is your marketing cost to try to get me as a customer. Because if it's as good as you say it is, I'll be using it forever. But the first one's on you. And if it doesn't work, it'll be the last one, because I won't do anything that's not going to work. If it works, the next one will be on me. And the next one after that, and the next. And I had some of those, I did that, and they worked. I had some that they said okay, and they paid the first one, they ran it, we had returned, so we ended up having a long-term relationship. We had others that didn't work, it went one time, and that was it. What did he do? He made a major mistake. What did he do? He signed up for a three-month contract, and he was stuck. He didn't get one response. So you be careful, you don't get yourself committed to something that it isn't tested, you don't know if it's going to work or not. You don't let yourself get boxed into those kind of places.
And one method of marketing may not work for the jewelry industry.
That's right.
Work well.
Absolutely.
For our industry.
Absolutely.
So
you bet.
You've got to have a match.
Yeah, there's no one size fits all at all. You have to figure out what's best for you, and whatever your product or services are. Okay, great. We're now at break time. This is what I want to do. We've gone through this whole section on the market analysis.